This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Officials say last weekend saw one of the largest snowstorms in Denver's history. CPR's Matt Moret reports.
The National Weather Service says more than 27 inches of snow fell across the metro area between Saturday and Sunday night. That's Denver's fourth largest accumulation ever, according to snowfall records dating back to 1881. This weekend ranks behind a storm that dropped over 30 inches of snow in November 1946. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
DIA expects runways to open back up this afternoon. The Denver Post reports more than 2,600 flights have been canceled since Saturday. Airport officials say travelers should not head to DIA unless absolutely necessary. A Colorado man accused of disrupting a flight from Seattle to Denver last week faces a federal charge of interfering with a flight crew after he allegedly refused to wear a mask and urinated in the cabin. Court records say the FBI arrested Landon Greer after the flight arrived in Denver. The FBI says he swatted at an attendant when she asked him repeatedly to put on his mask. The charge of interfering with a flight crew carries up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. Currently in Denver, we have 37 degrees. It is 30 in Colorado Springs, 34 in Vail, 48 degrees for Grand Junction, 45 in Pueblo. This is CPR News and KRCC.